أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى، أرأيت إن كذب وتولى، ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى؟ كلا لئن لم ينتهي لنصفعن بالناصية، ناصية كاذبة فليدع ناديه. سندع الزبانية، كلا لا تطع واسجد واقترب، صدق
ممتاز.
الله العظيم.
Okay, very good, Hassan. Next, who's going to read this much?
Sir, can I read?
Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى، أرأيت إن كذب وتولى، ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى؟ كلا لئن لم ينته لنسفعن بالناصية، ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع ناديه. سندع الزبانية، كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب، صدق
ايوه
الله العظيم.
good ما شاء الله good next who's going to read
تسمية
okay تسمية
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحيم. أرأيت إن قنا على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى، أرأيت إن كذب وتولى، ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى؟ كلا لئن ينتهي لنسفعن بالناصية، نسية كذبة خطيئة، فليدعو ناديه. سندعو الزباتية، قل تطيئوا وسجود واقترب،
okay.
صدق الله.
Next.
Can I?
Yeah, sure.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت إن كان على الهدى أو أمر بالتقوى،
أمر
أو أمر بالتقوى، أرأيت إن كذب وتولى، ألم يعلم بأن الله يرى؟ كلا لئن لم ينته لنسفعن بالناصية، ناصية كاذبة خاطئة فليدع ناديه. فسندع الزبانية، كلا لا تطعه واسجد واقترب، صدق الله العظيم.
Mumtaz, thank you so much. Okay, fine. Now we will start new surah, and that is Suratul Teen. Okay, so all of you are reading after me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون. وطور سينين. وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم.
لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن
تقويم. رددناه أسفل سافلين. إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات.
فلهم أجر غير ممنون.
فلهم أجر غير ممنون.
وما يكذبك بعد بالدين. أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. Raise your hand if you want to read and I will choose. Don't say I read, don't say I read, okay? Only raise your hand. No one is raising hand.
Miss, my hand is raised.
Sir, my hand, hand is
raised. Okay, fine. So let me choose from the raised hands.
Said my brother.
And I will choose Muhammad. Oh, sorry, Muhammad Ayan.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Loudly.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والتين والزيتون والتور سينا والتور سينا.
Can you go back for us, bhai? And scroll down on the yellow. Yeah, you can see. And please read loudly. Nobody listening to you. Come on.
الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وتور السينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان لمن المرسلين.
Okay, next who's going to read?
Muhammad Hassan.
Sir, Muhammad Usman.
Muhammad Hassan.
Okay, Muhammad Hassan, can you read it now?
Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Wat-teeni waz-zaytun. Wat-tumuri sinin. Wa-hadha al-waladun amin. Laqad khalaqna al-insana fi ahsani taqwim.
Okay, stop here. Stop here. Sayyid Faraz, continue.
ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرُ مَمْنُونٍ فَمَا يُكَذِّبُكَ بَعْدُ بِالدِّينِ إِلَيْسَ اللَّهُ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين.
Good, mashallah. Thank you. So this is Surah, and I hope you will learn it for the next.
And
no, now we don't have time. We will continue our other lesson, and inshallah we'll read next class. Okay. So everyone must learn Surah Al-Teen, and we're going to start our lesson for today, Islamic studies. All right. So can you see this all?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So in the first picture, what do you see?
Five pillars of Islam.
Okay. And the second picture?
Masjid.
Masjid.
Another picture?
Car.
Another picture?
Plane.
What do you think what we're going to talk about?
Traveling.
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 Okay, so we are going to learn about like one of the pillar of Islam, which is Salah. Okay, which is going like pillar of Islam is connected to the pillar of Islam Masjid, and they are traveling with car, and some people traveling with the plane, and some people traveling with the walking. Okay, think about it, and I will be back to you just a minute.
Okay, sir.
Very soft.
We went to attend a phone call.
Okay.
Boys, so we are learning about the traveling prayer, and yes. Next slide,
how to attend prayers when you're doing different tasks.
Okay, when you are traveling, so that salah is called Salatul Musafir. What it called?
Salatul Musafir.
Okay, what does Musafir mean?
The traveling.
Musafir means the traveler. Okay, what do we call travel in Arabic?
Musafir.
No, traveling, traveling,
safar.
Traveling,
safar.
Safar. Safar, very good. The travel, it is safar, and the person who is traveling, it is called musafir. So, musafir and safar. And salatul musafir means the traveling prayer, okay? And what is written here? Okay, can you say Muhammad Qari?
Islam is easy to follow.
So our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us religion, which is Islam, and this is very easy to follow. It's not hard. If you travel, so Allah gave you choice to short. Allah give you the concession on the rakat of prayer. He make your wuzu, taharat, everything easy for you. Understand? So that's why our religion is easy. It's not hard religion. Okay. Okay. Qari, can you read this ayah?
وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة.
Okay, the translation.
Are there name on you if we shorten your salah?
Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 101, that when you are travel, then you can shorten your prayer. Okay, so now I will ask if you are good reader, please raise your hand. I don't want the mic disturbance, I don't want stacking in reading. Abdul Sami.
Yes, sir. Allah is merciful and kind. He made our religion easy to understand and implement. When we travel, we get tired and have less time to do things. Therefore, Allah allows Muslim travelers to shorten some of their prayers.
Very good. Okay. So, now continue reading. Faraz Adil.
Yes, sir. What is Musafir? Musafir? During traveling, Allah allows us to shorten and combine our prayers. This is called Salatul Musafir, which means the traveler's prayer. Sometimes it is also known as Salatul Qasr, which means the shortened prayer.
Okay, so there are three names, Salatul Musafir, or it is called Salatul Qasr, or it is called Salatul Qasr, okay. And what is called in English, you can say shortening the prayer. Okay, traveler's prayer. Okay, Salatul Musafir. They all are the same thing. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Continue reading, Zainab.
Qasr, the shortening of prayer. Rasulullah taught us that only the four rakat prayers may be shortened. These are Thur, Asr, and Isha. However, Fajr and Maghrib cannot be shortened. Travelers must still pray them in their regular rakat.
Good. So, only in three namaz we can do the shorten. First is Zohar, Asr,
Isha.
Zohar, Asr, and Isha. Very good. So other Fajr and Maghrib, we cannot. If we do it,
because they are all ready short.
Very
yeah,
good.
And two.
Okay. Any question? Okay. Continue. I will ask for reading. Okay. Who is there? Nobody raising hand. Mukhtar.
Sir, can I read?
Mukhtar.
For Salatul Musafir, if there is a group of people traveling together and they all want to pray Jama prayer, then the Azan and Iqamah should be made. Unlike the regular prayers, the Azan and Iqamah are performed a little differently. The Azan is said to be said only once for both combined prayer at a time.
Okay, so we're not talking about the combined prayer. Leave this one. But for the Salatul Musafir, if we are traveling all together, the group, suppose the group of people going to Medina for Umrah, or some people from India, they go into Ajmer Sharif for the Mazar Sharif, or some people, they're traveling together to any gathering. So on the way, if they found the masjid and they are praying, so they can make Azan and Iqamah, everything, and they will pray. Shorten prayer.
Question.
Okay. Yes, tell me.
Sir, it should be only 90 degrees, right? 90.
I will tell you for this, the next slide, okay? Okay, on the way, if you are traveling and you don't know where is Qibla, what will you do?
Use a compass.
Okay, so this is compass, okay? This one is compass, and this one is also compass. Sometime you can find it on Musalla. And now if you go to Google and just write Qibla Finder, it will help you. If you have internet connection active, then it will take you to the Qibla Simt. So that is the easy way in this time. But if you don't have any of them, if you don't have compass, if you don't have internet in mobile, or you don't have mobile phone even. So how will you decide about the Qibla?
We can ask someone.
Or you can
if there is no one to tell you, then
you can decide when you like what you.
If there is no one, we can pray where we like the most.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, listen. If you don't have anybody to tell you, then the best way, you can think yourself, okay? Make your mind, and wherever your mind agree to pray, east, west, okay? Wherever your mind agree to pray, you choose that place, and that is fine for you. All right? And if you find any Muslim to help you, you can ask him, he will tell you Qibla, and you follow him. But if you find someone who is not Muslim, so you no need to ask from him. And if he said, even do not trust, you trust only for the Qibla situation, only the person who is Muslim. All right? Suppose you are on airport and there is a prayer time. Yes, tell me.
How do we shorten our prayer? We short the ruku, sijda, what?
No, you short, like we said here. You can short like Isha, Zohar, and Asr. Like, make 4 rakat, read them 4.
But it should be 90 kilometers far, right?
I will tell you this one, okay? I will tell you this. Okay, so suppose we are on airport and we are not at home and we are not in the masjid, in case. So, where will you pray?
Masjid or airport.
Okay, there are many masjid. You can find this sign on airport. Can you see it?
Yes, sir.
So this is the sign. If you can find it on airport, so that is easy way to find the masjid, like this one. All right, prayer room, and you can find also toilet, everything, and you can make wuzu. And sometime on airports, like if you go to the European airports, maybe you will not find masjid, you will find the all together. They say multi-faith chapel or multi-faith prayer room. Then in the all people, they're coming here and they say all faiths welcome. So you can pray there also. It is fine. Understand? And if you find no place, of course, then also you can pray, because Allah made everything is for us. Masjid, like this lady, okay? So why she did not go to masjid and she is praying here?
Because there is no female prayer room.
No, another answer. Who can tell me?
Sir, because
there is no masjid.
No, sir. Sir, it is because she doesn't want to miss her salah.
Allah has made our...
No, but why she did not go to the masjid on airport and she is praying here? Why?
Because Allah
didn't
want to miss her flight.
But she doesn't want to miss her flight. But why she did not go to the masjid?
Because the plane is having some app.
Because she is in the waiting room. You know, the when we go to the boarding and gate, so she's not allowed to go out from here, because now the plane is about to leave. So she's praying in the waiting area. You see this gate 21 and this plane, and she's very close to... Yeah, so that's why. So you can pray, if you want to really become Muslim and you are true Muslim, you will not miss your prayer. Understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so the one question Zaina who was asking me, Tasmiya maybe. So how many kilometers?
90.
Suppose, yeah. Okay, who will read this slide?
Muhammad Hassan.
I will ask
Sir Faraz.
No, Faraz.
Muhammad Hassan
already done 3 times.
Thanks.
So I've choose the new one.
I didn't.
Zainab done, Qari done, Sami done, Safiya Jahan. Safiya Jahan, if you read properly, you can read. If you're stuck, I will change. Okay.
What is the length of journey that makes it permissible for one to offer shortened prayers? Shortened prayers are permissible for a Muslim in any journey of 57 miles and above
if converted into 92 kilometers.
Okay, so it is 57 miles. But you see, like in UAE, we don't use mile. Here, what we use?
Kilometer.
So here we use kilometer. But if you go UK, USA, they don't use kilometers. They use miles. So if you convert 57, it will be 92 kilometers. So if you are traveling 57 or above, 57 or above, then you are allowed to pray shorten. But if you are traveling only few kilometers, suppose you are going from Dubai to Ajman, maybe 50 kilometers, will you pray shorten?
No.
No. Okay. And one thing more, if you are if you are traveling some place for long time, more than 50 days.
Shorten your prayer.
Yeah, if you're traveling for long time, suppose more than how many days?
2 days.
If you're praying more than, if you're staying for 15 days, okay, more than 15 days, then you are not musafir. Like we came from India, Pakistan, here in Dubai. We travel, but we live here, right? So our traveling is more than 15 days. If you are traveling more than 15 days, then you are not allowed to. Then you are not musafir. Understand?
So what
understand? Okay, if you are traveling less than 15 days, suppose you're traveling 5 days, then you are?
Well, what does musafir mean?
Musafir means you are traveler, Sharai traveler, okay? You are eligible to shorten the prayer. Understood?
Understood.
Okay. Now we go into the next part. Yeah.
So can I read?
There's nothing for read. Distance. Now look at here. If somebody traveling from Abu Dhabi to where?
Abu Dhabi only.
If somebody is traveling from Abu Dhabi to Ras Sharjah. How many kilometers?
That it is like 200 kilometers.
So if you're traveling from Abu Dhabi to Sharjah, it is 147.
Yes, sir.
So will you be traveler? Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Okay. And if you are traveling from Sharjah to Dubai, then are you traveler?
No.
From Sharjah to Dubai, you are not traveler, yeah? Because it is very close. And if you are traveling from Fujairah to Ajman, then you are traveler?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so wherever you are more than 57 miles or more than 92 kilometers, you are traveler. Okay, continue reading.
It means the shortest
prayer. You can pray Salatul Musafir the entire time you're on a journey. The 4 rakat prayers can be shortened. These are Dhuhr, Asr and Isha prayers. But Fajr and Maghrib cannot be shortened.
Okay, so you look here at the chart. Fajr prayer, how many rakat in Fajr? The first prayer?
Two,
right. And during the travel?
Two only.
Zohar?
Two.
Four.
Travel?
Four.
Two.
Next, Maghrib?
Asr. It's Asr.
Okay, Asr?
Four.
Traveling?
Two.
Maghrib?
Three.
During travel?
Three.
Isha?
4.
During travel?
2.
Alright, so where you did not find the changings?
Fajr and
Maghrib.
Here you don't do? And here you don't do, okay? And everywhere you do the traveling prayer, okay? Alright? Okay, what about the sunnah prayer?
Nice, not
for us. So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced the first rakat, then of course the sunnah rakats are allowed to escape during the travel. But some of the salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even was praying the sunnah prayer during the travel. All right. So, can I ask Faraz?
Sunnah are not required to pray during the travel. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pray Sunnah, Fajr and Witr while traveling.
Okay, while traveling you can pray Fajr Sunnah and Maghrib Sunnah, but the other Sunnah, if you don't have time, you are not forced to read them, only do the two first and you can yes, tell me.
It's not compulsory, right?
Yes, not compulsory. All right. Thank you for understanding. I hope it is clear. And the quiz we will do, what does Salat al-Musafir mean? The one who... Qasr mean?
Qasr means...
Shortening the prayer. What should you do when you're traveling? You want to pray?
The prayer. You can shorten the prayer.
Okay, what are the prayers then you shorten?
Zohar,
Asar.
Okay, which sunnah prayers should you pray while traveling?
Fajr,
Witr. Okay, thank you so much. We stop here. And Firoz bhai, over to you. Please, can you take us to quiz?
Sure, inshallah. Yeah, I've shared you the link of quiz in the chat box. Please click and join.
So I can't see the link.
Okay, I'll share it once again, or you can see the screen and also you can join accordingly. Can you see the screen?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we had how many students today? Okay, there's still 16. Come on, students, join first. So that we can start at least 21, 22, we can see at least 20 we can see, right? So please join. So everyone is clear who is traveler now? In Islamic perspective, who is traveler? Everyone understood? Anyone has a question? Has everyone joined? Well, can you hear me?
So you can start the quiz.
So wait 2 minutes.
Can you hear me? Students, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So we've got only 17 participants. Where are others?
They're coming.
Okay, should we?
Can you just wait 1 minute? Or you can start.
I'm ready all the time.
Okay, so we'll start, inshallah.
Okay, sir.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli. Here we go. Come on, let's see your first question on your screen. What does kasr mean? Is it to mean the shorten the prayer, to combine the prayer, or to skip the prayer? What does the kasr means? Muhammad, can you answer your question? Oh, time's up. Okay, so let's see leaderboard. Okay, Zainab, mashallah, first, Muhammad Hassan and Abdul Samitar. Okay, so some answered to combine the prayer. So the qasr does not mean to combine the prayer. It is to shorten the prayer, right? So I think sir has explained this during the presentation and whole class was based on this, right? So be a little careful and attentive. So, and remember this, the qasr means to shorten the prayer and it's not to combine the prayer, okay? Let's go to the next question. Which are the prayers that you can shorten? Whether it is Fajr and Asr, you can shorten. So in Maghrib, you can shorten. Or it's Asr, Zohar and Isha, you can shorten.
Sir, Asr, Zohar and Isha.
All you have to take your answers in the quiz, dear student.
Asr, Zohar,
maybe
Isha.
You're wrong. And can you hear me? I would request everyone to not say answer on the mic, okay? Take your answer so that we know where do we stand, right? Okay, so what happened? Still, four people get it wrong, and okay, most of them said Asr, Zohar, and Isha, right? Asr and Maghrib, no. Maghrib has three rakats. You cannot shorten it. You cannot make it 1.5, right? So Maghrib, this answer is incorrect. Fajr and Asr, already Fajr is having two. You cannot make it one, right? So you can do Asr, but not Fajr. The question is to which two prayers you can shorten, right? So the option one and option two is incorrect. All right? Those students, those who ticked on the option one and option two, are they clear now? I believe they should be clear now, right? Fajr, you cannot shorten. Hence, this answer is, this option is not a correct option, right?
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Option two also not correct because there is a Maghrib. Maghrib is having three and you cannot shorten three. Okay?
Yes.
So let's go to the next question. Which sunnah prayers should you pray while traveling? Is it like Zohar and Asr, or it is like Fajr, Sunnah and Witr of Isha, or Isha and Asr? I think sir has explained you this. Oh, mashallah, almost everyone has answered this. Tasmiya, please answer. And Ariba, Muhammad Usman, I think, okay, you joined twice. So time's up. Let's see leaderboard. Okay, Muhammad Hassan, Zain and Abdul Sami. Okay, all right. Oh, still there's four students and three, they have made a wrong option. The which sunnah prayers, right? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did which one? The Fajr one he prayed, and the Witr of Isha he prayed. This is the correct answer. The sunnah of Zohar is you can skip during when you travel, right? And even for Isha, the sunnah you can skip, but of Witr you have to pray for Isha. And Asr, no need. It's a غير مؤكدة سنة. So is it clear now? Zohar you can skip, Asr you can skip. I mean, we are talking about Sunnah prayers, right? First, you cannot skip. Okay, so the next question on your screen. Can we pray at airport or any other place other than masjid and home? Yes, no, or I don't know. Can we pray at airport or any other place other than masjid and home? Muhammad Usman, Abdul Sami, time's up. So I hope everyone might have answered this correctly this time. Muhammad Hassan, Abdul Sami, Zaina Afia. Okay, Muhammad Aftar, fourth position. Right. Okay, mashallah. Almost everyone has done a very correct option. This is very simple. Yes, you can pray anywhere as long as it is clean and neat. Okay, let's get to the next question. This is your fifth question of the quiz. While traveling, whom did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam observe praying in grave? This is the question related to your last week's session. If you attended, you would know in the Mi'raj, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into this to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he went to the Mi'raj, he saw one prophet in his grave. Oh, time's up. Muhammad Hassan, Zaina, and Muhammad Aftab, Abdul Sami, Abdul Qari. Good, mashallah. So, yes, this was a catch here. So, it was Prophet Musa alayhi salam in the grave who was praying. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taken from Mi'raj, at the time he saw the Prophet Musa alayhi salam praying in his grave. Okay, this was explained in the last week's session. So probably some might have missed last week's lecture, or maybe they forgot. The correct answer is Musa alayhi salam. Okay, let's go to the next question. This is, I think, your sixth question. Yeah. So how many miles or kilometer journey will be eligible to become Musafir? I think it was very well explained by sir. I hope you remember that figure. Is it 100 kilometer or 73 miles, or it's like 85 kilometer, 50 miles, or it is like 57 miles, which is like 92 kilometer. Okay, Zaina, please answer. Oh, time's up. I see almost 5-6 people did not answer this. This is just a simple one. Muhammad Hassan, yes, you're on the top. Muhammad Aftab, Zaina. Oh, okay. I could not catch up all the names. Right, so 7 people made it wrong. So just remember this, to be remain eligible to be Musafir, you need to do a Qasr Salah. If you are traveling more than 92 kilometers, how much? 92 kilometer or 57 miles, yes. Then only you will be treated as a Musafir and you can do your Salah Qasr.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let's go to the next question. This is your seventh question. After this, we have three more to go, and this is your question. Amir, an example, and Amir is traveling from Dubai to Ajman, which is about 60 kilometers. Can he pray Salatul Musafir? If he is traveling 60 kilometers, will he pray Qasr or will he do full Salah?
No.
Yes. So good. MashaAllah. And Muhammad Hamza has caught up on third position. And I missed the names further down. And there are like six people who said yes. If you could have just listened to the previous answer, what I said. It is either 57 miles or 92 kilometers. If you are traveling more than 57 or 92 kilometers, then you should pray Salatul Musafir. Means you can shorten your prayers, right? And that Salah is called as Salatul Musafir, right? And that shortening of prayer is called as Qasr. Clear? So the students who ticked six, again, I will tell, if you are traveling more than 92 kilometers or 57 miles, you can do Salatul Musafir. Okay? You're supposed to do Salatul Musafir. It's not an option. You have to do Salatul Musafir. Another example, a question. Salim is traveling from Dubai to India for 5 days. Will he pray Qasr or full? He will pray Qasr, he will pray full or none of them? Muhammad Usman, Mukhtar, Zainab, please answer. Oh, time's up. So this, let's see. I hope everyone does this time correct. Oh, we missed that screen. Okay, mashallah. Still, some people said full. Why full? It is to be Qasr, right? Because he is going for 5 days, and we know Dubai to India is more than 92 kilometers, right? Yes. And you will be treated as traveler if you cross this distance and you remain that far, yeah, for 15 days, right? If you're going for a short visit, like if you're going to some country like Europe or UK, and you're supposed to go only for 3 days or 2 days or 5 days, any days less than 15 days, you will do Qasr. You will be called as travelers from Islamic point of view, right?
Musafir.
Yes. So you will pray Salatul Musafir. You will do your Salah Qasr. Okay. So those four students who made mistake, this is for them. If you're traveling more than 92 kilometers, and if you're planning to go far and you have to stay there, if you stay there for less than 15 days, then 15 days or less, you will pray Salatul Musafir. You will do your Salah Qasr.
Qasr.
Yes. So let's go to the next question. This is your second last question of the day. And let's see what is the question. Hiba is traveling from Dubai to Medina for 3 days. Can she pray Salatul Musafir? Yes, she can. No, she cannot. Or I don't know. I hope this time
she can.
Everyone does it correct.
Sure.
Inshallah, Muhammad Hassan, Muhammad Afta, Muhammad Hamza, Abdul Sami, Zainafia. Okay, she has gone down. Yes, very good, mashallah. Everyone, almost everyone did it 18 and except one, maybe that is typing or wrongly picking up an option. So let's go to your last question of the day and let's see who can make into the first three position. Abdullah is traveling from Dubai to Russia for 3 months for computer course. Will he pray Salatul Musafir or will he not? So you can say, I don't know, I have no idea. Or you say, yes, he will do Salatul Musafir. Or you will say, no, he will not do Salatul Musafir. He will pray full. So yes, mashallah, everyone did it. Now let's see. I hope everyone answers this correct this time also. Yes, good, mashallah. Muhammad Hassan, you made it on the top. Muhammad Afsab second and Muhammad Hamza third. Okay, so this was a tricky question and people said no.
Okay, please explain this question.
Yes. It's a mistake here, huh?
Yeah, it's a mistake, that's all. Because 3 months he will be,
yeah,
he'll be like for long.
Okay, so this 14 students, those who made wrong, it should be treated as right. Okay, so yeah, there was an error in the selection of an answer. So the answer no is correct answer. Right, he will not pray Salatul Musafir because he's going for 3 months. He will do a full Salah. So there was an error here.
Is it yes or no?
You tell me now.
Is it no?
Yes. He will not pray Salatul Musafir because he is going for more than 15 days. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So this, there is an error in this answer. What you see here, red means those who have picked the wrong answer. So there's an error here. It should have been green here instead. But there was some, while preparing the quiz, there could have been an error, mistake from our side. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
So that's good. Very interesting. Let's see. This is last. Do you want to end the quiz? Yes, we would like to end the quiz.
Yes, so it's not a Salatul Musafir.
Okay, so good. Congratulations to all three, Muhammad Afta, Muhammad Hassan, and Muhammad Hamza, for making on the top three. And these are the list. So you consider this one all as last question, all is right. So the one who ticked is right. Okay, maybe wrong. All right, but take care next time, inshallah. So good. That was a good session. I hope you learn a lot in this session. And take care. See you next week, inshallah. But remember, whenever you travel of the students who are from Abu Dhabi, if they're traveling to Dubai, they have to do a Salatul Musafir, right?
Yes, sir.
But if you are already in Dubai and if you're traveling to Ajman, no need, because it is less than 92 kilometers.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So take care and
Allah Hafiz.
Allah Hafiz, sir.
Salaam alaikum.
Allah Hafiz, sir. Allah Hafiz, sir.
Allah Hafiz, sir.
Allah Hafiz, sir.
Allah Hafiz, sir.
Allah Hafiz, sir.
Allah Hafiz,
sir.
Allah Hafiz, sir. Allah Hafiz, sir.